2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this very dubious goals committee. And I am, of course, watching football. Today is Europa League Day. That's the one good thing about Thursdays. Well, at least some Thursdays. Not all Thursdays. But it is, in fact, Europa League Day, and I've already seen two games, well, really about one and two-thirds of a game. I'm watching the beginning of this, Copenhagen versus, who is that? Oh, it's Atletico Madrid. And it's great. The players are doing their handshakes. The ultras in the curva are doing this amazing tifo. They've got this giant sign that spans the entire width of the field that says Copenhagen by night in letters that must be 5 meters tall. It's huge. And there's tons of pyrotechnic strobes going off in the stand. So there's all these flashes and fire and it's just fascinating. And now that the smoke is sort of billowing out over the field, I like it. They're showing me the Copenhagen lineup. Now, come on, show me the Madrid lineup. Today's referee will be Alexei Kubakov from Belarus, if memory serves. Speaking of memory, did I remember to get some tea? Yes, I did. Here it is. Oh, I love tea. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so delicious. It's not even funny. Oh, and look who just walked in the room. Who's a fluffy baby? Oh, she's walking right by. We're not going to do any kitty stuff right now. Okay, see you later. That's good, baby. All right, so let's get this game started, shall we? And as they get the game started, the Copenhagen Ultras are going nuts with their red flares now. They still have their giant tifo up. These giant letters are probably blocking a lot of views. But I don't think these guys care. They're just jumping and singing. And having a good time. Speaking of having a good time, this is unrelated. Nice segue, Tobe. I have something to report that is not football related. And what do I have to report? Yes, there has been another tea-related injury. And this actually happened a couple of days ago, and I kept forgetting to bring it up. So once again, I have injured myself due to tea. And how did I do that? Well, pretty much the usual way. I burned my finger. Because my microwave died, and I couldn't reheat the tea in the microwave, I had to reheat my tea on the stove, which means I have to handle a hot pan more often. And yes, during one of those handlings, I apparently wasn't holding the towels correctly, and they weren't insulating this particular knuckle, which pressed up against the side of the pan and was subsequently burnt. And so now I've got this little 5 millimeter diameter blister on my finger. I can't feel it. It doesn't hurt or anything. And I'm trying to think, is this the same place I burned my finger last time, or was that my other finger? I can't remember. The important thing to know is that there has been another tea-related injury, and I believe that makes our total for this year 3. And when I say year, I don't mean calendar year. I don't mean to say that this is the third tea-related injury of 2018. This is the third tea-related injury of the tea-drinking season, the hot tea-drinking season, which started when? Sometime at the end of October, if memory serves. So, that's our T-related injuries update for today. Haven't had one of those in a while. And what's my cat doing? Oh, yeah. My cat's just trying to jump up on top of the washing machine and managed to slip, but she's up there now. And this allows her to look out the window. She can now see out a window, and she's looking at birds that are bathing in a puddle in my backyard. You know, it's been warm the last couple days, hence us being outside yesterday and everything. And all the snow is melting, so there's a lot of standing water in my backyard. I have this low spot in my backyard where all the water likes to congregate. And it just sits there, and it doesn't drain out very well. So there's birds now taking baths in this puddle in my backyard. I looked out just a couple minutes ago, and there was 2 cardinals and 3 robins. And so that's what my cat's doing. Pippa is looking out the window, watching birds shake their butts in the water. We're 5 minutes into this Europa League competition game between Atletico Madrid and Copenhagen, sometimes known as Copenhagen. And the score is 0-0. I'm having fun. I'm watching it. Oh, and I just remembered I got to get my shoes. My shoes are upstairs over the heating vent in the kitchen. Because remember, yesterday I had to walk through all that slush when I was out at Herrenhaven. And so my shoes got very wet. And I was just thinking, I need to check the mail because I heard the mailman earlier. And we need to go out there, but we need our shoes to do that. So let's get up. Let's stop being so lazy. We'll go up here into the kitchen. And we'll grab my shoes, see if they're dry. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, my cat's following me up here. And how's my shoes? Are they dry? Yes. They are nice and dry. All right. So we'll take my shoes back downstairs. And we'll put them on. Put my shoes on and we'll go outside and we'll check the mail. See if I got anything in the mail today. Oh yes, I do love dry shoes. Out the door, into the garage, open the garage door. And there's lots of birds out here too. Birds are out today. They are bathing in all the puddles, hanging out in the water. Oh, it's kind of warm today. Why are we not outside doing stuff? What's in the mailbox? Oh, yay! Another bill. Oh, and here's my cat in the window. She knows I'm coming out to check the mail. Hi, Peppa! Who's a good baby in the window? Okay. So, I guess it's that time of month when I'm getting the bills. Go back into my house. Hooray! Remove the shoes. And I'm wondering if we should go outside. Well, hi, baby. What are you doing? You want to talk on the radio? Kitty's not talking on the radio. So we'll take the bill upstairs. And, oh, here comes the kitty following me around. Why is the kitty following me around? Oh, she's not following me around. Now she's going over to the door. Because she wants to go outside so she can chase those birdies. I know what you want. Yeah, I know what you want. You want to go outside, huh? I'm sorry, kitties cannot go outside. You will get all muddy. If you go out there and chase birdies around, you'll get muddy, and then you'll bring mud in here and you'll get mud on stuff. What do you think about that? Well, that's because you're a kitty. And kitties don't always know how to do the best stuff. And you don't want to get mud on your toes, do you? Yeah, no, kitties don't like mud. Well, what are you yanging about now? Well, that's because you're a cat. Yeah, no, Kitties aren't going outside. You don't like the water. What are you going to do? Go in the puddles and try to chase birdies? You don't like to be wet. You won't even get in the bathtub, remember? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, it's because you're a baby. You're such a fluffy baby. Yes, everybody loves a kitty. Oh, yes. This happens a couple times a day at this house. Gotta have conversations with my cat, who thinks she wants to go outside and play in the snow and water and mud just to play with birds. Oh, boy. We're not going to do that because I don't want to clean up muddy cat tracks. And then, here she comes, following me around still as I come back downstairs. Why don't you just sit back on top of the washing machine and you can watch the birds from there? How does that sound? Okay. I don't know if my cat is amenable to that idea or not. Well, yeah, that reminds me. What were you messing with last night that was driving me crazy? Yeah, so my cat, at about 9 p.m. last night, decides to start sleeping here on the futon. And I went to bed at about 2:30 or 3 a.m. And I was having a nice, lovely sleep until my cat decided to get up and start playing. And where does she start playing? Like 3 feet away, starts knocking stuff around. So I woke up at 5 a.m. after getting all of 2 to 2.5 hours of sleep. Because my cat's having too much fun. She eventually went back to sleep and was sleeping next to me when I got up at about 11. Oh, I wish I could sleep through an entire night. I remember the last time that happened. It was about 3 or 4 years ago now. And I was amazed. I woke up, oh my God, I slept through the whole night. That was the first time in a number of years. So now, what are you messing with, Pippa? Oh, she found a straw. Okay, yeah, you play with that. That's pretty fun for a kitty, huh? Yeah, how about a ballpoint pen? Yeah, that's pretty fun, too. Oh, yes, there's plenty of cat toys around. But what my cat prefers to play with are pens. Anything the size of a chapstick. You know, any type of lip balm or AA battery. That's her favorite size of cylinder. And what else? Oh, emery boards. You know, I have such a problem with emery boards to begin with. We've discussed that a number of times. That I don't need my cat stealing them. On top of everything else, you know. Yeah, so if I gotta hide my emery boards, because if my cat sees where I put them, she will come and find them, pick them up in her mouth, and she'll carry them somewhere, and then she'll just fling them around and play with them and knock them under the refrigerator and stuff like that. I'm sure if I look under my refrigerator, I'll find about 17 emery boards. What do you think about that, Pippa? Yeah, she doesn't have any opinion. I don't know why she loves emery boards so much. It might be the smell. I'm not sure. Yeah, that smell of fingernail dust apparently is fascinating to my cat. So where are we in this game here? We're 13 minutes in. The score is still 0-0. And, ooh, yeah. Atletico kind of on the attack there. Griezmann had a shot on goal, but it was stopped by the Copenhagen goalkeeper, whose name I do not remember at this time. Oh, I feel terrible. What is that guy's name? I don't know. It's not that important, and you don't care anyway. Oh, I do love watching football. Oh, but you know, I gotta reach for the remote control. I'm thinking about checking the Olympics. What's going on in the Olympics right now? Oh yeah, it's not that channel, it's the other channel. Duh. Okay, and so here's Are they supposed to be showing sports? Some kind of skiing girl. Ski girl says, I'm going to try to win. That's good. And so instead of actually showing any Olympics, they're just showing, you know, human interest stories. Look, here we are. We're going surfing. Surfing is not an Olympic sport. Which doesn't make any sense. It should be. And the only reason I say that is, we have snowboarding. Snowboarding is a Olympic event. Why isn't surfing? Surfing is the original snowboarding, and we've had it much longer than snowboarding. So, I don't know. Nobody consults me on these things. Nobody asks me. I'm going to have to call the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, and say, look, I will give you my services. You can consult with me on what you think good sports are. And I will determine the event's lineup. But nobody wants me to in charge because the first thing I'm getting rid of is a lot of figure skating. I understand that we need to have some figure skating, but you know, they're making up new things now that we just don't need. There's new events now, and who's into figure skating? Does anybody actually watch this? I'm not clear on who the audience is for figure skating. Now, don't get me wrong, when figure skating used to be actual figure skating, when you know skaters had to cut technical figures in the ice, I found that fascinating. But figure skating these days is nothing but just dancing on ice and then seeing who can do the spin jumps. And I'm getting tired of sports that are just spinning jump sports. It's like, come on, do a different trick already. Do a flip. You never see flips in figure skating. Actually, I take that back. I do remember seeing one. I'd like to see somebody do a cartwheel on ice skates. Okay, that would impress me. Okay, then that's tricky. But I don't need to see anymore. Oh, look, we're just spinning around. The only good thing about figure skating is at least we get to see Johnny Weir in his awesome clothes. Where does this guy get his clothes? The other day I was watching this, a couple days ago, he had the coolest jacket on. It was like a smoking jacket, except it was sequined. It was red sequins, like burgundy sequins, with black sequin trim and lapels and stuff. It was so cool. I was like, whoa, where did you get that? I wanted that jacket so much. That'd be a good show. That'd be a good jacket to do a show in. I mean, those are gig clothes. I would wear that. So maybe I should be in the Olympics just so I could get some fashion advice from Johnny Weir. That guy's awesome. Oh, now they cut away from whatever. Did I change channels? What am I doing? Oh, you know, now they're showing some curling. Curling does interest me. In a way, just because I like to play bocce and boule and that game. You know, it's called different things in different languages. But, you know, curling is just ice boule or ice bocce. I would probably be terrible at it, though. I'm kind of good at bocce. All right, so on the other Olympic channel, I'm flipping between various Olympic channels now. We've got cross-country skiing, and it's being led by Norwegians. That doesn't come as a surprise to me. And, this is one of those really long races. I don't think I can even watch this. This makes my legs hurt just watching it. It makes my hip just scream out in pain just from watching it. So we're changing the channel. Go back to that curling. No. We got to go back to football. This is the Dubious Goals Committee, not the Dubious Timing Committee. And we're looking for goals. Oh, and of course, when we turned away for just a few minutes, we missed a goal in the Europa League game between Copenhagen and Atletico Madrid. And that goal was scored by Copenhagen. I'm guessing this is a home game for Copenhagen. Duh. but still, if I would have had to bet, I don't think I would have bet this game, because this one's, I don't want to say it's a toss-up, but these two teams are kind of evenly matched. If I was going to give anybody an edge, I would say Atletico, but Atletico's been a little bit weird lately. And so these two teams are pretty even. Oh, they're showing the goal now. Oh, and it was a tricky little back heel. Oh, slick. It was a back heel poach by Fisher. And it looks like it's snowing, surprisingly enough, in Copenhagen. A light snow is falling on the field. I'm just glad it's not snowing here. What am I doing? Oh, I gotta watch this. I was gonna say, I should be outside. I should be outside looking for little dudes. Maybe visiting our muskrat again, or looking for some other types of dudes. But no. Because it's Europa League day, I am stuck indoors, watching Europa League, and sometimes the Olympics. It's pretty fun. That ball went out. That's a corner kick. Alright, so Atletico has a corner kick, takes it short. They're bringing it in, trying to get it into the box, playing it back out. They're running rolling triangles. There's the cross, the header. It's a goal! It is now 1-1. Atletico has equalized. I didn't see who got the header, though. Two Atletico guys jumped up, and I didn't see who got it. One of the jumpers was Lucas. Did he? Wait, okay, they're showing it again. They bring it out on the slow play. They do a little jiggle junk. Here comes the cross. The ball comes in. Boom. Was it Jimenez? No, I can't tell. Oh no, it's Saul. Yeah, or Saul. Saul Niguez. He's awesome. That was a good shot, but man, did he hit his head against the other guy? We almost had two guys take each other out. All right, so this game is back to being equal. 1-1 in the 22nd minute. Yeehaw. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you haven't drank any tea in about 15 minutes. And I have to agree, that is way too long of a time to go. Oh, it's so yummy. Oh, I love drinking tea. Oh, the tea is so good. I'm very happy. Because I'm watching football and drinking tea. It's so good. Oh, that should have been a foul. He played the guy there and didn't go anywhere near the ball. Griezmann is being a little funny. Okay, wait. I decided I'm not done with this tea yet. So delicious. Oh, yeah. Delicious. Absolutely delicious tea. But as I was putting the teacup down, I looked away. Something happened. Somebody committed a foul. Copenhagen guy. Oh, yep, and he got the card. Mr. Skov. He has committed an egregious foul. Oh, yeah, he just takes the guy's legs way out. The guy goes flying. Ving! Yep, that's the yellow card for number 29, Skov. So, let's get this free kick going. Somebody want to take this kick? We just going to stand here some more? Okay, here we go. Are we going to kick it today? And they play it backwards. Boo! Oh, and they continue to play it backwards, playing it all the way back to Atletico's goalkeeper. He puts his foot into it. Booyaga! And he doesn't clear it very well. But that's football for you. No, they're going to play it back again. No, go for it. You're going the wrong way. Somebody needs to explain to these guys that they're trying to score on that goal down there. Okay, so here we go with Atletico Madrid back on the attack. Boom, but the ball gets snaked. Copenhagen regains control, but then manages to kick it out of bounds at the midway point on the far side. So there will be a throw-in. And it's taken by, couldn't tell who that is, who kicks it to another guy, who throws it to this guy, and what are they doing? I don't know. What am I doing? I got to figure out what I'm supposed to do today. Do I want to go out walking today? Do I feel like going to the mall so I can be a walking old person? I got nice dry shoes. I guess I could go walking. I still have to eat, though. What do I feel like eating for lunch today? Do I want to eat a bagel? I kind of want to eat a bagel. Oh, I shouldn't be eating bagels, but they're so delicious. And they haven't really been giving me all that much of a problem lately. Thanks to all those enzymes I have to take. Yummy! Yeah, so... Ooh, ow, that one hurt. That guy got kicked right in the foot and I could feel it in my ankle. Oh, anywho. Wait, I was just going to say something, now I can't remember what it was. Oh, yeah. You know what's been giving me a problem lately? That didn't used to give me a problem? My soy sauce. My maridaizu. People who have gluten and or wheat issues should not be eating soy sauce. But if you're eating the good kind of soy sauce, it's not quite as bad. And with my enzymes and all the other drugs I have to take, I can eat maridaizu. Or at least I used to be able to. The last couple of times I tried to eat maridaizu, I started having issues. But it wasn't fast. It wasn't quick onset. It was like 4 or 5 hours later, and it was that weird pain in my chest. And it was just irritating as all hell. And it took me forever to try to figure out, why do I have this weird pain in my chest? And I kept thinking about it and kept thinking about it. And it wasn't until the next day when I did it again, made rice, put maridaizu on it. And 4 hours, 5 hours later, I'm going, ow, why does my chest hurt? What have I been doing? What have I been eating? Could it be the maridaizu? Good Lord, I hope not. I love maridaizu so much. And it's such a large part of my diet. Well, rice is, anyway. I don't know if I can go without it. Jeez. I cannot imagine my lifestyle without maridaizu. What would my life become? I don't know. I'm having some kind of crisis. I'm having a crisis of soy sauce. And all of this because I started thinking about bagels. My honey wheat bagels. I'm going to get a honey wheat bagel and put a little bit of chive and onion cream cheese on it. That is sounding pretty good. Maybe that's what I need to have today. Maybe that's what I need to have for lunch. Eating lunch is a very big concern of mine. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is, of course, Tobe. You probably knew that already. And I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Well, I'm going to sit here and keep watching my football. Got to see how this game turns out. So I will talk to you tomorrow, people. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、実 スイズ DJ クーマタ、ウェルカムトゥーマイオノンラジオショー。